it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's straight to Mac and Gatos on the program. Mm-hmm. Late in the show, we'll have you call us. We'll give you a pop quiz. Great prize. I couldn't believe when I saw this, and I know you couldn't either.
Mm-mm.
So over the last few weeks, you know we've been talking about the story out of Dallas and
the
that whole case, right?
The former Officer Geiger, a woman who shot a man to death. She killed him, thinking he was in her apartment. She was on the wrong floor, it was the wrong apartment. She got sentenced to prison 10 years.
She got charged with murder.
Yeah.
So she was off duty when she did kill that man who she thought was in her apartment.
Right.
She was in his apartment. It happened again.
This time in
it
Dallas.
It happened again.
This time in the Fort Worth area. This was on duty, by the way. This is not an off-duty cop.
It all began after a concerned neighbor noticed her front door was open and called a police non-emergency line asking for a welfare check. Body camera footage shows the responding officer walking through a gate to the back of the house, then turning toward the window and shouting a command.
Put your hands up! Show me your hands!
Within seconds, firing one deadly shot through the window.
Did you hear what he said? Put your hands up,
show me your hands.
And in the middle of that, there's a gunfire. There's a gunshot.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't give anybody any second or two to put their hands up.
No.
He's like, put your hands up. And as soon as he said hands, boom, he shoots into the apartment. What's the matter with this guy?
Well, he was outside. He was in a window or looking through a window. Maybe he was thinking this person had a gun. Who knows? But it turned out it was a 28-year-old aunt who was playing video games with her nephew.
Oh.
At 2:30 in the morning, and her front door was open, she is now dead.
So we have two cops in Texas.
And in fact, the Fort Worth mayor has apologized to the family
and
says on behalf of the entire city of Fort Worth, I'm sorry, this is unacceptable. There is nothing that can justify what happened on Saturday morning, nothing.
This is worse than the other case.
So, but also because
it happened
within 20 miles of each other.
But let's talk real quick on why it is actually worse.
On duty.
The cop was on duty, not off duty.
There is also this racial, I'll just put it, racial dynamic. Black woman, white cop, and as you pointed out, he didn't even finish his command and shot.
He
did not identify himself. He didn't say a word except, show me your hands, and boom.
That's horrible police work.
Yeah.
All right, joining
us. He's resigned, by the way.
And he should never be a cop again.
Yeah. Well, he may be in prison the rest of his life.
Joining us now is Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Hey, Monica, how are you?
Hi, guys.
Before we get to some of the legal questions, this is worse than the last one, right?
Well, this really floored me because it was an officer on duty. It wasn't somebody that had been working, a 12, 13-hour shift, was on their phone, not paying attention. This was someone that was completely focused on what was going on, and it's just really tough to believe.
Called to the scene to check out. A non-emergency number was called on the scene to check out.
That's also important, too.
Just to make sure, and couldn't even do that.
Non-emergency. Not a 911 call. Not, I heard a shot.
Right.
Or I think someone's being attacked.
Right.
Hey, the front door's open. It's 2 a.m.
Why is his gun out?
Can you just check on this person? Monica, is this guy going to be charged with more than murder other than the Officer Geiger who was charged with murder? Are they going to go for a bigger charge, do you think, and we'll get more time?
No.
Okay.
No.
Why not?
And let me back up for a minute here because this is a police officer that's responding to the scene. And they have no idea what they're going to run into. It's 1:30 in the morning. There's lights on. The doors are open. A neighbor has already called being concerned. So, of course, when a police officer is going to go, they're going to be very cautious about what's going on. They're going to be paying attention to everything.
Good point.
I have no problem with the fact that he had a gun in his hand.
Okay.
I mean, if I was a police officer coming to something that I knew nothing about, it looks a little weird to me with the front door open. You can't hear anything in the middle of the night, essentially. So I don't fault him for that.
Hmm.
What he's going to be up against is what is the reasonable actions that a police officer would have done here? What is the reasonable standard for a police officer? And I think when it comes to him saying, put your hands up and then, or show me your hands, whatever it was he said, and then he fires before that sentence even gets out of his mouth, I think that's the part that people are going to find unreasonable, because he could have been standing on the side of the window. It's going to be hard for him, I think, to convince people that he felt that his life was in danger. So I think that's the part that they need to focus on, is how quickly it all happened.
But you said he's not going to get charged worse than the
No.
Why?
Because Texas has four different types of murder. They have capital murder, which is first degree. They have regular murder, which is second degree, which is what Geiger got. And then there's manslaughter and criminal negligence. So I would say we're looking at a minimum criminally negligent homicide, where it's a gross deviation from the standard of care. This officer, just from my point of view and from what everybody's saying, he grossly deviated from the standard of care that a police officer would typically use here, because everything was done so quickly. There wasn't a knock and announce. There wasn't, talking very loud and waiting for a minute, or standing back from the window and trying to get more information. So I think that's at a minimum. He's not going to get capital murder because that's premeditated. Mm-hmm. Manslaughter, maybe recklessly causes the death of another. That could happen, because this is pretty reckless. But he's going to be held to the standard of care of a reasonable police officer in the same or similar situation.
Could he get less time than Officer Geiger, who the community said, this is horrible, you need to be punished, but we're not going to give you a full, 49 to 50 years. They gave her 10. Could this guy see less time in that community?
Well, it's always possible. Negligent homicide goes from 180 days to 2 years behind bars, whereas murder can be up to 20 years.
Right.
Now, she was facing, 15 years? Or no, she was facing 99 years.
Five to 99 years, and
yeah.
She got 10.
So I'm with Gatos that this situation seems way worse, and I don't think a jury or a community, if I had my crystal ball, would accept this. Not that they accepted the other, but
right.
I think it would be even harder for them to swallow this and give him only 10 years.
Yeah, I think he's going to get more, too. Monica, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
After Officer Geiger, the community, there's no way they are going to give less.
No.
Because he was on duty. He was supposed to be doing the right thing.
Listen, the guy could be a fantastic person. He could be a really good human being.
Right.
But in that moment, he did his job very poorly. As poorly as you can do it.
And he's been charged with murder. He's been charged with murder now.
I'm glad that Monica brought something up, because I poo-pooed it a little bit and I was wrong. It was 2:30 in the morning. He was there to check on possible disturbance. So his guard should have and was up. Should he have had his gun in his hand? My guess, probably not. Monica says yes. But, would he be on edge for something like that? The answer is probably yes. But my goodness, you cannot just shoot into a room. You just can't do it.
He has been charged with murder. We'll see how much he actually gets. All because,
right.
Again, not capital murder, not negligent homicide. He's been charged with murder of the black woman.
I mean, in that instance,
yep.
It couldn't have he couldn't have done anything. He couldn't have been worse at his job.
You're right. You're right.
Because there's a
and
woman
somebody's
that
dead.
Is dead. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, after Biden's teeth fell out and Bernie's heart attack, will the election come down to the most fit candidate? Next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Mac and Gatos, Arizona's afternoon news, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, pop quiz. We want to see how much you know the news. There might be a big prize involved. That's pop quiz coming up in about 15 minutes. The CNN debate, the Democratic debate, is on tomorrow night. We will not be carrying it live.
Oh.
Because nobody's going to show up. They're all so unhealthy that they're going to be hooked up to, I don't know, IVs. They'll be in hospital beds.
Right.
Joe Biden's eye might burst and, bloodied out like he's got Ebola.
Might fall out.
It might just fall out like his teeth.
Oh.
So,
Bernie had a grabber.
Yes, he's got to do a little therapy, some physical therapy,
right,
as well as heart therapy.
Yeah.
So this whole Democratic debate, I guess you could say the debate tomorrow night won't be about foreign policy or taxes or how you're going to defeat Trump. It's, do you have enough health insurance to get through this? Because, Bernie, you're going to have another heart attack, and I don't think you're going to make it.
I think that tomorrow's debate should be
Sponsored by AARP?
Like calisthenics?
Yes. You know, an obstacle course?
I think an obstacle course would be fantastic. You know,
kind of like American Ninja Warrior. You know, that you've got to go through a certain course before you can answer the question.
Yeah. Like, you remember when we were growing up, American Gladiators was on Saturday?
Right.
And, you know, like, you had to go through, like, you know.
Trial by fire kind of thing.
Yeah, like,
an
you had to go through,
course.
Like, you know, like, zip or something, or lace, or whatever that was. Mm-hmm. Those, they were, like, laser, yeah.
Oh, Pablo. Laser. And Cyborg and Ice.
What was
and
the
all
other one?
Stuff?
Iceman, yeah. What was the other one, Pablo? Girl's name was Diamond.
Okay. Uh-huh.
They had muscle upon muscle.
Well, that ain't Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden.
I mean, I just think that they should at least do some calisthenics.
Not even Peter Buttigieg has muscle.
Listen to this. You know who is now running on being fit? I mean, physically fit?
Like she's flaunting her fitness?
Elizabeth Warren.
No.
I'm the fittest of the bunch.
Of course, because she's Native American. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Don't do that on Indigenous Peoples Day.
Today. Oh!
It's just so wrong.
Oh, that's awful. That's a double whammy.
That's awful.
That
you just said.
I can't
believe it. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
So,
can't she believe it?
So put it this way. Trump is 73, probably has more energy than anybody for one reason or another. He eats like crap. He's way overweight. He doesn't sleep.
Nope. You would think he would be the perfect candidate for a heart attack,
right.
But he's not.
Joe Biden's teeth fell out.
Yep.
Joe Biden's eye fell out.
That's
almost.
Right.
Poor
Biden's
Bernie,
hair fell out.
Poor Bernie had a heart attack.
That's right.
Elizabeth Warren is 70. She's probably the youngest and most fit.
No, that's Peter Buttigieg or Beto O'Beto.
I'm talking about people who might be able to win.
Oh, well, that's different. Okay.
I'm just looking at the polls because
she's leading.
She's actually leading now.
She, without saying a word, she over the weekend ran up. She bounded, as it's described in the news release, bounded up the steps to the stage in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and gave a kinetic full body wave to the crowd, basically saying, I've got physical stamina, I'm healthy, look at me, don't vote for these other guys, they're going to have a heart attack in office.
She's taking every opportunity to flaunt her fitness. I don't know what kind of good shape she's in, but, you know, she's not overweight.
Nope.
She looks fit. She looks fit,
yeah.
Sure. She looks fit. But again, what we haven't seen yet, and let's
right.
be fair.
We haven't seen if she's worn Spanx.
No. Spanx are fine. Oh. I thought you were wearing those Spanx, too.
That's fine. I'm not running for office.
Can she go through a rigorous election year if she is the one, if they end up picking her? Because you know how tough it is. It's extremely tough. I mean, you know, when John McCain ran for president, this radio station was right there with him. I mean, you are on from 5 a.m.
Yeah.
To, you know.
Tomorrow's midnight.
Midnight.
Yeah, I mean.
You are on the whole time.
You're getting 4 hours rest here, 4 hours
if
rest
you,
there, maybe.
If you get that much. So, Elizabeth Warren, 70, flaunting her fitness.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the CNN debate is tomorrow. That should be a real snoozer. Okay. Two people that won't be at the CNN debate tomorrow, but could they enter the race?
Right.
Mike Bloomberg,
former mayor of New York City, also presidential candidate way, way, way far, far long ago.
And then he made a decision. You know what? I'm not going to enter the race.
Right.
Now he's saying that Joe Biden is struggling.
If he's out,
I'm in.
Then I get in and replace him.
I thought he was more independent.
He is. But I think at this point he would lean more Democrat than Republican.
Yeah. He's a billionaire. He's got plenty of money. He could do what Trump did. In terms of cash.
Say that again.
He could do what Trump did in terms of cash 4 years ago.
He doesn't have to worry about campaigning, financing. He could finance much of this his own self.
Money.
Right.
Right.
Right. Which gives him an edge.
I don't know how good he would be.
I'm not sure yet. He doesn't
really
light
sure.
up a room, that's for sure.
No.
But he would not have to say we don't have any money for ads.
What if like this Biden scandal with his son, even though nothing's been proven that he did any wrong. What if that, you know, what if that pushes Biden so far down, he decides, you know what, this isn't working. And then you see Bloomberg come in late. And then you see Hillary come in late, possibly.
Well, Hillary's a different story. Hillary been there, done that a couple of times now, and she was the Democratic nominee last election, right? I don't think Bloomberg would really shake it up. I think if Hillary got back in, if she said, you know, don't tempt me, you tempted me, now I'm in, I'm here, stand with me, or we're stronger together, or whatever.
Oh.
I think that would upset the apple cart a lot more for the Democrats.
I don't want to see Hillary and Trump air their dirty laundry in front of the rest of the country in a blanking match. I saw it once.
Yeah, you don't need to see
that again. It was disgusting on both sides. I don't need to see it again, and I don't think Hillary can win.
Those debates would be must-see TV, though, man. I mean, depending.
I'm not so sure.
Because he has nothing to lose, and she, it's her last, I mean, we said this last time, it's her last gasp at trying to be president.
Who has nothing to lose?
Trump.
He has everything to lose. Eh. The presidency.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, well, eh. I mean, he doesn't. I'll tell you, he doesn't like to lose.
That's true.
He doesn't want to be embarrassed.
But he also doesn't care either about, hey, I can say whatever I want, I can do whatever I want.
Right, exactly.
He's not going to be a robot like, you know, other candidates.
Wrong. Yeah. Okay, coming up next, time for a pop quiz. Open up the phones. Here we go, 602-277-5827. We do this every day. We want to see if you know the news. We're going to give you true-false questions, 602-277-5827. Let's see if you know the news. We've got a great prize. Pop quiz, 602-277-KTAR, next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos.
Calm.
Time for a pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
With Mac and Gatos. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
Oh, boy, I made it. Okay, I've got the prize. Thank goodness. I made it back in
thank
time.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, all right.
602-277-5827. We end the show with pop quiz. 277-5827. These are true false questions. We do have a great prize. We want to know if you know the news. Who's first?
First up is Melanie. You're in Peoria. You ready for a pop quiz, Melanie?
Let's do it.
Melanie, the Arizona Cardinals have won two in a row.
True.
What, did you have to look that up on your phone?
It is true. I mean, geez, come on. What kind of Cardinals fan are you?
I was waiting for a question.
Okay. Let's see. The two teams that they've beaten have a combined record of 1-9. True or false?
False.
It is false. 1-11, not 1-9.
Oh, geez.
Hey, I'll take it.
Is that true? 1-11?
I don't lie. It's true. False here, man.
Jeez.
It's the first time the Cardinals have won consecutive games since the end of the 2017 season. True or false?
False.
Oh, you're dead to me. It's true.
All right.
That's brutal. Oh, man. Oh, that's so bad. All right, 602-277-KTAR.
All right, John, you're in Phoenix. You ready for a pop quiz, John?
Go ahead, mac and cheese.
I don't like that. That's not very nice. But I'll continue.
No, he's dead.
Oh, you got rid of him!
Eric, you're an Ahwatukee. You ready for a pop quiz?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. You could be paid by the National Park Service to go to the Grand Canyon and pull brown trout from the rivers. True or false?
True.
It is true, because these are invasive fish, and they eat the native fish. Correct, Matt?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. Let's see. The brown trout is bad, and it's eating all the good humpback chub fish. True or false?
That is false.
Oh, you're dead to me. It's true.
Yeah, it is.
Come on, man. You got to be a fan of the humpback chub.
Who isn't?
602-277-5827.
Kyle, you're in Scottsdale. You ready for a pop quiz, Kyle?
Yeah.
Hello, Kyle. Do you know what that's from?
Do you know how many times I've heard that?
Yeah, I bet.
Sorry,
I bet.
Dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, man.
You need new material there, guy.
So do they.
We don't have any new material. It's the end of the show. We're tired.
Yeah, really.
Let's see. Kyle, maybe you know something about this. There's a huge spike in sexually transmitted diseases in Hawaii.
Why would he know that?
I don't know. And experts say it's linked to online dating. True or false?
Oh, shit.
True.
It is true.
Oh, how do you know that, Kyle? Jeez.
National rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and the SIF have risen in the U.S. for 8 years in a row. True or false?
God, I true.
No, you're dead to me. It's false.
Don't act like you don't know, Kyle.
Seriously, 5 years, not eight. 277-5827.
Brian, maybe you know something about this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Brian, you're in Scottsdale. Are you ready for a pop quiz, Brian?
I am.
Let's see what we've got here.
Are you unprepared?
This past Sunday, the United States Navy celebrated its 244th birthday. True or false?
False.
You're dead to me. It's true. Come on, man. Where's your patriotism?
Maybe he thought it was the 245th.
Would I do that?
Yeah.
Becky Lynn, would I ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Would I say it's the 244th birthday and then try and trick the listener and say it's the 245th birthday?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would not do that.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
I think that is wrong. I think it is awful.
You've done it before.
And true. I've done it.
It's true. Do I get the prize today?
I have only done that maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe once.
Maybe 17 times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, count it on two hands. Maybe. Uh-oh. Yeah, we've run out of time, unfortunately.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
That'll do it for Pop Quiz.
Let's see. In Arizona, it is Columbus Day. In the city of Phoenix, it is Indigenous People Day. So have a happy Day.
Can it be both?
I don't make the rules, man.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It's not in the state of Arizona.
That's true.
In the city of Phoenix, it's Indigenous People Day.
Yeah.
Everywhere, if you're like in Glendale, it's Columbus Day.
But if you're in the city of Phoenix, it's Columbus and Indigenous.
You know, it's Indigenous People Day if you're in the city of Phoenix. They voted for it like 3 years ago.
That's weird.
It is a little weird, but I wanted to wish everybody a happy Columbus Day and a happy Indigenous People Day.
All right, so if I'm driving through Phoenix, does it? Okay. All right.
Don't think too hard. You know what happens when you do that.
Yeah, speaking of which, Chad Benson.
He doesn't think at all.
No, he's coming up next. Okay. Until next time.
It's great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.